Erklärung der Verwaltung heißt es, solche Entscheidungen ignorieren die besonderen politischen und gesellschaftlichen Strukturen der Region sowie die großen Opfer, die im Verlauf der Revolution und des Krieges gebracht worden sind. Afrin. Nach den zunächst positiven Nachrichten, dass vertriebene Familien nach Afrin zurückkehren können, wurde dieser Prozess nun von der syrischen Übergangsregierung vorerst unterbrochen. Eigentlich sollten nach der Rückkehr von 400 Familien weitere Familien folgen. 2018 hatte der türkische Staat nach der Vertreibung hunderter Familien neue Menschen in den Gebieten angesiedelt. Diese Strategie erzwingt einen demografischen Wandel und zerstört die Lebensgrundlage vieler Menschen. Durch die neu angesiedelten Familien, darunter auch Angehörige des IS und anderer dschihadistischer Gruppen, ist der Platz in den Gebieten begrenzt und eine ausreichende Infrastruktur fehlt. Freilassung von Verschwundenen und Inhaftierten. Die Frauenorganisation Kongres Da in Nordostsyrien hat eine Unterschriftenkampagne zur Freilassung von Inhaftierten und zur Aufklärung des Schicksals der Verschwundenen gestartet. Frauenorganisationen, darunter Familienangehörige von Inhaftierten, fordern die sofortige Freilassung ihrer Angehörigen. Ruken Ahmed, Vertreterin von Kongres Da, berichtet, dass tausende Menschen seit den Kämpfen in den Vierteln Sheikh Maksud und Asharafir bis hin zur Stadt Raqqa und ihrem Umfeld vermisst werden. Tausende wurden auf brutalste Weise ermordet, während viele Kämpfer von der Übergangsregierung gefangen genommen wurden. Ziel der Initiative ist es, internationalen Druck zur Aufklärung des Verbleibs der Betroffenen aufzubauen. Die Kampagne wurde bereits am Donnerstag gestartet und soll bis zum 17. März laufen. Die gesammelten Unterschriften sollen am 18. März, dem Internationalen Tag der politischen Gefangenen, der Öffentlichkeit sowie internationalen Institutionen übermittelt werden. Widerstand der drusischen Bevölkerung in Suweida. Die Bevölkerung in Suweida ist auf den Straßen. Banner mit der Aufschrift »Das authentische drusische Volk wird nicht zurückweichen« sind zu sehen. Die Demonstrierenden fordern außerdem die Aufhebung der Belagerung von Suweida und die Öffnung eines Grenzübergangs nach Israel. Sie sind bereit, Bündnisse mit den demokratischen Ländern einzugehen. Immer wieder kommt es zu Angriffen auf die Bevölkerung in Suweida. Diese werden durch Truppen der syrischen Übergangsregierung verübt. Am vergangenen Abend wurde mit Drohnen das Dorf Al-Majdal im westlichen Umland von Suweida angegriffen. An einem anderen Ort kam es zu Auseinandersetzungen zwischen der Nationalgarde und Gruppen, die mit den Streitkräften der Übergangsregierung verbunden sind. Dies stellt einen erneuten Verstoß gegen die Waffenruhe dar. Die syrische Übergangsregierung verübt Angriffe auf die drusische Bevölkerung. Die Angriffe der syrischen Übergangsregierung auf die drusische Bevölkerung können wie folgt eingeordnet werden. Zum einen stellt sich die salafistische Übergangsregierung gegen alle anderen Glaubensrichtungen, die nicht ihrer fundamentalistisch-islamistischen Ideologie und dem sunnitisch-islamistischen Glauben folgen. Zum anderen ist die geografische Lage von Suweida von Interesse für Israel und die USA. Mit dem Ziel, den Mittleren Osten neu aufzubauen, formulieren die USA und Israel ganz offen ihren Plan des David-Korridors. Dieser soll sich von den Golanhöhen über drusische und kurdische Gebiete erstrecken und als neue Pufferzone gegen iranische Kräfte sowie als neue Handelsroute dienen. So sind die Angriffe auf Gaza und der Hisbollah im Libanon sowie der Sturz von Assad kein Zufall, sondern stehen im Zusammenhang mit diesen Plänen. Diese sind öffentlich bekannt und in der National Security Strategy der USA nachzulesen. Kurdisches Parteienbündnis verurteilt iranische Angriffe auf Südkurdistan. Das kurdische Parteienbündnis aus Ostkurdistan hat die anhaltenden Raketen- und Drohnenangriffe des Irans auf die Kurdistan-Region im Irak scharf verurteilt und die internationale Gemeinschaft zum Handeln aufgerufen. Seit Ende Februar wurde die Region hunderte Male angegriffen, wobei auch Flüchtlingslager und Parteistützpunkte getroffen wurden. Bei einem Drohnenangriff nahe Hawler wurden zwei Peschmerga getötet und mehrere verletzt. Das Bündnis wirft dem iranischen Regime vor, im Inland Proteste gewaltsam zu unterdrücken und durch regionale Konflikte seine Macht zu sichern. Gleichzeitig fordert es internationale Unterstützung für die demokratischen Forderungen der Bevölkerung im Iran. Kriegspolitik und natürliche Ressourcen. Die Auswirkungen von Kriegen sind immer zuerst in der Gesellschaft spürbar. Die Kriege im Mittleren Osten führen zunehmend zu Ressourcenknappheit. So ist auch die Wasserversorgung in Hesseke durch das Wasserwerk Aluk stark eingeschränkt. Über 1 Million Menschen haben weiterhin keinen regelmäßigen Zugang zu Trinkwasser, da trotz der jahrelangen Stilllegung des Wasserwerks bisher keine konkreten Maßnahmen zur Lösung des Problems ergriffen wurden. Die Krise begann am 9. Oktober 2019 mit einem Angriff der türkischen Armee und verbündeter Gruppierungen auf die Stadt Serikaniye. Dieser Angriff führte zur Beschädigung des Wasserwerks Aluk und zur Einstellung der Wasserversorgung von Hesseke. Auch die Gas- und Ölversorgung wird durch steigende Preise immer schwieriger. Widerstand gegen Geothermieprojekt. In der nordkurdischen Provinz Mush stößt ein geplantes Geothermieprojekt auf Widerstand, da es auf Kosten der Natur und einer möglichen Zwangsumsiedlung von kurdisch-alawitischen Dörfern basiert. In Besorgnis und Wut verkünden die BewohnerInnen: Diese Böden sind kein Investitionsposten, der am Schreibtisch verteilt werden kann. Der Schutz von Weiden, Wasserquellen und den Lebensgrundlagen der Bevölkerung ist unsere gemeinsame Verantwortung. Der Energieanbieter IGNIS H2 Energy Urtim AS hat die Genehmigung erhalten, auf Weideflächen im Landkreis Gimgim, Warto, Probebohrungen zur Suche nach geothermischen Ressourcen durchzuführen. Langfristig ist in der Region der Bau eines Geothermiekraftwerks geplant. Ein solches Projekt zerstört nicht nur die Natur, sondern bedeutet auch die Zwangsvertreibung von 16 kurdisch-alawitischen Dörfern. Die Rolle der Beriwan in der kurdischen Gesellschaft. Die Arbeit der Beriwan-Frauen, die Vieh halten, melken und Milchprodukte herstellen, hat in der kurdischen Gesellschaft eine lange und zentrale Bedeutung. Über Generationen hinweg sicherte diese Tätigkeit nicht nur die Ernährung der Familien, sondern prägte auch das soziale und kulturelle Leben in den Dörfern. Türkan Abayle sagte bereits 2023, wenn hier eine Geothermieanlage gebaut wird, sind wir gezwungen zu gehen, aber wohin? Unser Leben ist mit diesem Dorf verbunden. Im Zuge der aktuellen Entwicklungen im Mittleren Osten und besonders in Syrien sind die Frauen Rojavas entschlossen, sich weiter zu organisieren und neue Perspektiven zu entwickeln. Am 17. März treffen sich verschiedene Frauenorganisationen aller Bevölkerungsgruppen, Soyoye, Araber, Kurden und Christen, um weitere Strategien der demokratischen Selbstorganisierung zu entwickeln. Und damit senden wir revolutionäre Grüße aus Rojava.
Und so sicher, wie morgen die Sonne aufgeht, so sicher wird diese Revolution siegen.
Летит над нами самолет, но он не сядет никуда. Напрасно думает пилот, что не подействует трава. Цветы на огороде, цветы на огороде. Среди полей стоит состав. Людьми покинута машина. В селе притихшем режут мак. Седые строгие мужчины. Цветы на огороде. Цветы на огороде. Созрел на скалах виноград. Угрюмо смотрят капитаны. Летят сюда их в черный мрак. Вином наполнены стаканы. Цветы на огороде. Цветы на огороде. повсюду славен человек. Ему неведома усталость, и не страшит его успех, и не обманывает жалость, пока растут цветы на огороде, пока растут цветы на огороде, цветы на огороде.
hearts of men. The shadow knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Shadow's latest adventure will be on the air in just a moment. Don't miss any of it because it's a thriller from the word go. And if you drive a car, don't miss this. It's the biggest news of the year for motorists. It's the inside story of the safest thing on wheels, the new Goodrich Safety Silvertown tire. This remarkable tire brings you something entirely new in tire safety, the Lifesaver Tread. Developed after 2 years of exhaustive research, after grueling tests of tread designs by the hundred, this amazing Lifesaver tread stops you quicker and safer on wet, slippery roads than you've ever stopped before. Its never-ending spiral bars, like a battery of windshield wipers, sweep water from under the tire, force it out through special deep drainage grooves, make a dry track for the rubber to grip. Thus, it protects you against skids in all directions, overcomes the hazard zone of motoring. Take my word for it, you'll never know what the word stop really means until you felt the grip of the Silvertown Lifesaver tread on a wet, treacherous road. And that's not all. Silvertowns are the only tires in the world that give you golden ply blowout protection. And think of it, you get both of these priceless safety features, skid protection and blowout protection, at no extra cost. Tomorrow isn't a bit too soon to start riding on Goodrich, spelled G-O-O-D-R-I-C-H. Goodrich, Safety Silvertown. The Shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Using advanced methods that may ultimately become available to all law enforcement agencies, Cranston is known to the underworld as the Shadow. Never seen, only heard. As haunting to superstitious minds as a ghost. As inevitable as a guilty conscience. The Shadow's true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, aboard the steamship Amazon.
Come on over, Randy.
Join the party.
Hi, children. What's the celebration for?
Jane's been lucky. She's in the money. She gets right on the ship's run for the day.
Yeah, come on and join us. Can't let Jane take all that cash you wanted to Rickawanna when we dock tomorrow.
Don't mind me. I just supply the money. What'll it be, Randy?
Oh, nothing now, thanks. I'm looking for my stepmother. Anybody seen her?
Oh, sure. She's over there with Dr. DeVista.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
See you later. Oh, say, we're going for a swim in the deck pool. Want to come along?
Oh, not this afternoon, thanks.
Oh, I don't think you'll like us.
Hey, it'd be a lot of fun, though, wouldn't it?
Hello, Mother. Afternoon, DeVista.
Oh, sit down, Randall.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Well, tomorrow we'll be in Rickaguana. And from there on, it's going to be one great big party.
Lower your voice, my son.
Oh, no one can hear us in this corner. Time for the hush-hush is almost over.
Well, it will be shortly.
Well, I hope your little revolution is half as much fun as smuggling those munitions out of the United States has been.
It will be more exciting, I assure you.
When the revolution is successful, you will be a hero, Todd. My countrymen will never forget what you have done for them.
Oh, just as long as it's fun, I don't mind putting up the money.
But you will make a fortune also. The people of my blood will show their gratitude in practical ways.
You know, the more I think of it, the funnier it gets. The luxurious steamer Amazon on a pleasure cruise, with enough ammunition and guns down in its hold to overthrow three governments.
Shh, be careful, Tom.
Oh, don't worry. Nobody knows about those boxes marked electric refrigerators.
No one but us and Tang Sui.
Yes. Your Japanese valet is more practical than you thought. He is interested in the money he is going to make.
Sure. Well, Mother, tomorrow should be a great day for you.
Yes, to rule the land I was driven out of, an exile.
Yes, Maria. The general has promised you great power.
Master.
What is it now, Tang Sui?
Message come to state room. I bring it.
A message?
It is a radiogram.
Oh, let's have it, Tang Sui.
Here, Master.
Oh, that's all, Tang Sui. Oh, blazes, it's in code.
Code? Then it's from...
headquarters, yes. From the general.
Oh, it may be important. We'd better decode it right away, my son.
Sure, here.
No, not here, Tom.
Well, hardly. I'm not a complete fool, Doctor. Anyway, the code book's in my cabin. I'll meet you at dinner time.
Your stepson. He thinks this is all a lark. He does not count the danger.
Randolph. Oh, he is a fool.
But he will not be quite so gay if an accident happens, if he is stood against a wall and shot.
That would be unfortunate, Dr. De Vista.
Yes, for him. But if he were... you would come into all his money. Have you forgotten that?
No, my friend. I have not forgotten that.
Nice swim, Margot.
Fun, Amat.
Join me in a walk on deck.
I'd love to.
I didn't see young Todd doing his famous jackknife with debutante.
Now, Lamont, Randy's a nice boy. I've known him for years. A little too much money, but that's all.
And he travels around with a strange crew. His stepmother looks rather formidable.
Stop making deductions. You're on vacation.
See the devil. Hello, Todd.
Oh, hello. Hello, Margot.
Randy. What's the matter with him?
Oh, he wasn't very polite, was he?
I never saw him act like that before. He was like a man in a daze.
He did look worried. He had bad news.
Bad news?
Yes, didn't you notice? He had a radiogram in his hand, stuck in his pocket. He saw it coming.
Well, he certainly shot out of his stateroom in a hurry.
Yes, and he wasn't really going anyplace. He stopped and standing there by the rail.
All by himself. That isn't like Randy either.
Margot, perhaps he needs help. Why not talk to him?
He wouldn't talk in front of you, Lamont.
All right, you go alone. I'll duck.
And if he does need help?
Maybe we can supply it. See you later.
All right, I'll go over and talk to him. Nice day, isn't it, Randy?
Huh? Oh, hello, Margot.
Randy, what's the matter with you?
Well, I'm in kind of a jam, Margot, but don't you worry.
What sort of a jam?
Oh, it's the worst darn mess I...
Suppose you tell me the whole story.
I can't do that.
Of course you can.
No. I'm an awful coward, Margot.
Coward? Nonsense. What is there to be afraid of?
Oh, nothing.
Randy, I believe you are frightened. Are you in danger?
Margot, what would you do if... No, I can't tell anyone.
Tell them what?
Oh, please, leave me alone, Margot.
Randy!
Stop pestering me, will you? I can't stand it.
Randy, come back here. Randy! Shadow.
Yes, Margot.
You heard everything?
Yes, I was here beside you. Randolph Todd must have some cause for his fear. I think I must talk to that young man. Talk to him soon. As the Shadow.
Dr. De Vista, have you seen Randolph?
No, Maria.
I thought surely he'd be here dancing.
No, he did not even come to dinner. Tang Sui is looking for him.
De Vista, there is something wrong. Let's go to the boy's car. Come.
Here is Tang Sui now.
Tang Sui, my stepson?
My master has gone back to his stateroom.
Good.
He is worried. He walks up and down, up and down.
We must see about this. Please come, both of you.
That radiogram, Maria. Perhaps that is what upset him.
Here is the cabin, mister.
Open the door.
Hello? Oh, is it you?
Yes, Todd. It is up.
Shut the door, Tang Sui.
Yes, mister.
Well?
We thought you were coming to the dance.
Oh, I changed my mind.
Something butter, master, maybe.
No, I'm all right.
Randolph, stop handling that old dagger and look at me.
I'm interested in this knife. It's an ancient...
ancient Indian knife, we know all that.
Randolph, we want to know why you are acting like this.
What did the general say in his radiogram?
The radiogram?
Yes. What was the message?
Well, nothing important. Just good wishes.
Really? May I see the message?
Well, no, I tore it up and threw it overboard.
You destroyed it?
Yes, it wasn't important.
That message was from the general. We had a right to see it.
I'm sorry, I just didn't think.
Randolph.
What difference does it make? Hey, what are you all staring at me for?
Me think, master lie.
Tang Sui is right, Randolph. You're lying.
I said I threw the message overboard.
You're a poor liar, Randolph. Give me that paper.
I tell you, I...
Grab him.
Oh, no, look out, look out, he's grabbed the knife.
Oh, hold him, Tang Sui.
Tang Sui, hold him. Master, drop a knife.
Let me go. Twist his arm, Tang Sui.
I twist the... Stop. Drop a knife.
Stop.
Drop the knife, you fool. Tang Sui's jiu-jitsu will tear your arm off. Good. Go through his pockets, yes, Mister. I'll pick up the knife.
Hold him, Tang Sui.
No worry, Tang Sui, handle.
This won't catch anywhere.
Find the radio message, Doctor, and the code book.
Ah, here it is. In the book. Ah, and a decoded copy.
Read it.
Entire plan discovered by government. Blow up ammunition to prevent capture.
Master, lie.
Well, what if I did? You can't take that message seriously.
It is an order.
It's insane. Think of all the people on this boat. I won't do a thing like that. If you set off the ammunition, they'd all be killed.
What is that to us, fool?
We follow the general. Listen, this isn't what I joined. This is mass murder. Innocent people. I didn't mind fighting in your penny ante war, but this...
You are a traitor to your people.
Your people, stepmother. Not mine. The passengers on this boat are my countrymen. I won't let you slaughter them. I'll show up the whole scheme.
You dare?
Oh, watch me. Either you call the whole thing off, or I go to the captain.
No, master.
You can't hold me forever, Tang Sui.
Oh, you would betray us. Narika Guana, this is the fate of traitors.
Mother. Mother, put down that knife.
The knife. It is for the traitor's heart.
Maria. You threw the knife.
Let him fall, Tang Sui.
Mistress, throw well. He is dead.
But, Maria, this is murder.
Do not be a fool, Davista. We had to silence him.
You cannot hide a murder.
It is not murder. The knife is Randall's. His grip alone is on the handle. I threw it by the blade. My poor, distracted stepson killed himself.
Suicide?
Mistress is very wise.
Yes. We shall say when they ask questions that we three left him alone and went to dinner. Later, in the dark, we shall carry out the general's command.
Explode the...
Yes, my dear doctor. Blow up the ship.
Oh, hello, Margot. Hello, Mr. Cranston. This is Randy's cabin. He promised to throw a party. It's his last night on board, and he's walked out on us.
Doesn't answer?
No, and I'll bet he's sound asleep in there. Randy, you lubber, let us in.
I don't hear anyone inside. Oh, steward, come here a moment.
Yes, sir. But it's that.
Do you know if Mr. Todd's in his cabin?
He was, so the last I knew. His valet said Todd didn't wish to be disturbed.
Sir. There, what did I tell you? I'm going to keep on knocking till he pays some attention.
Oh, just a minute, Jane. Mr. Cranston has an idea.
Steward, you have a pass key? Suppose you open the door for us.
Well, no, sir, I don't know that...
Of course you will. Mr. Todd's playing a joke on the young lady, and we mustn't let him. No one will know. You let us in. Come on.
Oh, thank you, sir. Of course, it's all in fun, sir.
Oh, it's dark. Randy, where are you?
The light switch is by the door, sir.
Oh, yes. Here we are.
Lamont, he isn't here.
Oh, yes, he is, sir. Look, he's lying on the floor.
Yes,
oh.
Come on, Randy, wake up.
Oh! Lamont, that knife in his breast.
No!
Yes.
Is he?
Randy Todd is dead.
Oh, my poor, poor Randolph.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Todd. Stepson appears to have committed suicide.
You're sure, Captain McTeague?
Well, yes, I'm sure, Mr. Cranston.
There should be some reason for suicide, Captain.
I am afraid our young friend was bored with life. He was ill and depressed when we left him before dinner.
Exactly, Dr. DeVista. I had the ship's doctor check the fingerprints on that knife. They all belong to the dead man. No one else had touched it.
If only he had come to me.
You must not reproach yourself, Marie.
Captain.
Yes, Mr. Cranston?
I met young Todd this afternoon. He seemed worried about something.
Yes, I too noticed that he was troubled.
The question is, Dr. DeVista, what was he worried about?
Who knows? He was a moody youth.
Yes, poor boy, we'll never know his reason.
Captain, Todd had a radiogram this afternoon. It's missing now.
Randolph received many messages, Captain McTeague, concerning the estate.
Did he show you this one, Mrs. Todd?
I never interfered with his affairs.
We're wasting time, Cranston.
I think not, Captain. This message may have been important. Tang Sui, did you see it?
Tang Sui, no, nothing.
I'll ask the questions, Cranston.
Very well.
You might ask Mr. Cranston how he knows the radiogram is missing.
Yes, how about that, Cranston?
Todd was wearing the same suit when I found him, so I looked for it.
You mean you searched the body?
Yes, the steward was here as a witness.
Well, I must say you've got your nerve, Cranston.
Perhaps, but suicide with a knife isn't very common, Captain.
Now, look here, Cranston. It's bad enough to have a suicide on board without you trying to twist it into something worse.
No one saw young Todd after his three traveling companions left him.
I resent that.
Captain McTeague, this is outrageous. Must we be badgered by this young man?
I can't stand his manners.
Oh. I still say...
That's enough from you, Cranston.
Well, I'm merely trying.
I've had more than enough of your impudence. Adams. Yes, Captain. Take this Mr. Cranston to his stateroom and lock him up.
Lock me up?
Yes, I am holding you as a material witness.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And Adams.
Yes, sir.
Put a man on the deck outside Cranston's cabin window. He's to stay in his room.
Yes, sir. Come on, Mr. Cranston.
Coming. I'll see you again, Captain. Very soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, while we're waiting for the Shadow's hair-raising story to reach a thrilling climax, let me say something about a new kind of rainy day driving safety that may save your life. Because who knows...
The Shadow knows. When there's wet, slippery film on the highways, there's always the grim uncertainty that your car may start sliding, swerving, spinning off the road. Why gamble with fate?
Yes, motorists, and why gamble on tires when the new Goodrich Silvertown, with its lifesaver tread, offers you such marvelous skid protection. And marvelous is the word for it. Because exhaustive road tests of the regular and premium price tires of America's six largest tire manufacturers prove that the new Goodrich Silvertown gave greater skid protection than any of the other tires tested. And don't forget, motorists, those grueling road tests weren't made by Goodrich. They were conducted by absolutely impartial engineers from America's largest independent testing laboratory, the Pittsburgh Testing Laboratory. What's more, some of the tires the new Silvertown was tested against have list prices as much as 40 to 70% more. When you consider that, then the fact that this new Goodrich Silvertown gave greater skid resistance than any tire tested is even more remarkable. Remember, when you buy Silvertowns, you get Lifesaver Tread Skid Protection plus Golden Ply Blowout Protection. Two exclusive Goodrich features at no extra cost.
You hear? This go in that bag, Stuart.
I write you off.
Think that is all.
Smart idea, Mr. Tangsoy, packing ahead of time. Most people leave at the last minute.
Boat docks tomorrow.
Right you are, early in the morning. That was terrible, your boss, Mr. Todd, killing himself.
Most tragic. Tang Shui, very fond of young master.
Yes, very tough break. I'll answer it. That's funny.
Funny? What is?
There's nobody at the door.
No one?
The passage is empty.
Never mind, steward. You can go.
Right you are.
Shut door, please. Steward, I said go. Who laughed?
I did, Tang Shui.
You... Where are you? I cannot see you.
I am here beside you, Tang Sui.
Only voice?
Yes, Tang Sui. The shadow is a voice asking for the truth. The truth about Randolph Todd's death.
Tang Sui know nothing.
Tang Sui lies. The shadow knows. Where is the radiogram your young master got this afternoon?
I not know.
You are a wicked servant, Tang Sui. Where is the radiogram?
I did nothing.
Where is it?
Here, in pocket.
Put it on the table.
Yes, Shadow.
Why was it taken? What does it say?
I give it to you. Now, go away, please.
No, Tang Sui, not until I know the truth. Was Randolph Todd murdered?
Go away, please, go away, Tang Sui. Did nothing.
Tang Sui, get away from that
no,
door.
No, leave me alone. I run.
Nonsense, Tang Sui.
Such a wild story.
No, true. Tang Sui talk with Shadow. No, man, just Shadow.
I don't believe it.
It true, Mistress. Shadow take radiogram from Tang Sui.
The radiogram? You gave it to him?
You coward.
Cannot fight Shadow, cannot see.
Fool. There is the answer to not seeing him. He hid in the fog.
No fog in Tang Sui cabin.
Well, we won't mind the fog a little later tonight. Doctor, you'd better shut the window. Look at the way the curtains are blowing in.
That is funny. There has not been a breath of air all night.
But the curtains were blowing just for a moment.
This shadow, he may prove an obstacle.
How? He cannot know our plans or what is in the hold of the ship. Now listen, we are only about 10 miles off the Ricaguana coast.
In a section friendly to the revolution.
Yes, in the fog we can easily lower a boat and slip away.
But this is a shadow.
You and your ghost stories, Tang Sui. He cannot do anything.
He has read your message.
Only the copy in code. I destroyed the decoded copy. How can he read the message without the code book?
And you have the code book safe, Tavista?
Of course, I have it on me.
Look in your pocket, Tavista.
Huh?
What's that? Who spoke?
Shadow, he's here.
Yes, my friend. The shadow is here.
Maria, the code book. It is not in my pocket.
I took it
gone.
From you, Tavista. I took it. Now I can read the message that caused one of you to murder Randolph Todd.
Maria, if he reads that message...
First, he must decode it. By that time, he will be too late. Come, we act at once.
Half speed ahead. Half speed it is, Captain.
Very good, Mr. Pearson. Keep her on the course and keep sounding that whistle.
Yes, sir. What night, sir?
Blasted fog. Watch, she doesn't get any closer to shore. There are shoals in there.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain McTeague.
What was that?
I am here, Captain McTeague. Behind you.
Where? Get off the bridge. There are no passengers allowed up here.
Your ship is in danger, Captain.
Listen, whoever you are, get off the bridge. There's no danger. I've brought the Amazon through many a fog.
The danger isn't the fog, Captain. It's below decks.
Below? Say, come out into the light so I can get a good look at you.
You cannot see me, Captain, but you must believe me. There are explosives in the hold.
You must be crazy.
There are munitions. Disguise. They're bound for revolutionaries in Ricaguana. There's a plan to blow them up.
Say, who are you?
They call me the Shadow, Captain. Believe me, you must go below before it is too late. Randolph Todd knew about the munitions, too. That's why he was murdered.
Murdered?
If you don't believe that, Captain, at least go down into the hold. Go now, and you will learn.
Mr. Pearson.
Yes, sir.
Take over. I'm going below. I want two men, armed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Maria. Tang Sui, hand me that hatchet.
Yes, sir, here.
This one has the fuses.
Quickly, start tying one up to the powder. If one box blows up, they'll all go.
Yes, and the ship with them.
What is it?
Someone come.
What? Tang Sui, quick, switch out the light.
Yes, sir. Good.
Now, Tang Sui, stay by the switch box. Don't turn them on till I give the word.
Yes, missus.
Quiet.
It's black as pitch in here. Got your flash, Peters?
Yes, Captain.
Find the light switch.
Right.
If you ask me, this is the craziest...
No tongue, sir.
Hey, who turned on those lights?
Do not move, Captain.
Got a gun, sir.
So I see.
So is the woman.
And I am a good shot, sailor. Keep your hands up.
Mr. Todd and... Mrs. Todd and Dr. DeVista. Say, what are you doing down here?
Good evening, Captain.
And young Todd's valet, too. Put down those guns. What the devil do you mean
by... You do not command now, Captain.
That's mutiny.
Throw your guns on the floor, gentlemen.
I'll be...
You'll be dead if you don't.
Throw guns.
What do you say, Captain?
Go ahead, boys. Not much we can do now. There's my gun.
The others, please, quickly. Line up facing the wall, gentlemen. Keep those hands up, Captain.
You don't expect to get away with this.
But we do. We will. There will be a certain loud noise, and you... Well, never mind. Tang Sui.
Yes, missus.
You will shoot the first man who turns around.
Yes.
Come, Dr. DeVista. We must hurry. Bring the hatchet with you.
Yes, I am coming.
You. What's your name? Tang Sui. What does she mean by a loud noise? Are there explosives in this hole?
Captain, no talk.
If anything happens to this
ship... One more word and Captain die.
I think not, Tang Sui.
Shadow! Let go! My arm!
Drop the gun, Tang Sui.
The man who calls himself a shadow's got him.
Softly, Captain. Let's get the others.
I've got his gun, sir.
Oh, let me go, Shadow. Let me go.
Hurry, Captain. Rush the others. They're laying a fuse.
A fuse? Grab your guns, men. Come on.
Let go, Shadow. Tang Sui, do nothing.
So, you don't like your jiu-jitsu when it's practiced on you. Come along the others.
Drop your hand. Grab your man. Pull it in. Now, easy, lady. We got you.
Oh, Shadow, this is your doing.
No, Mrs. Todd, yours. The Shadow merely helps the cause of justice.
Say, these are munitions, all right. Look at that. Powder.
High explosive shells. Have to blow the ship right out of the water.
That was their idea, Captain.
Well, I hope you three are satisfied. Smuggling, piracy, assault with a deadly weapon, sabotage. You'll spend the rest of your lives behind bars.
No, Captain, not all three. Kang Sui will die for the murder of his master, Randolph Todd.
No, 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 I did not...
You will hang, Kang Sui.
I tell you truth, Shadow.
Don't you, fool.
Be quiet.
The truth, Kang Sui.
Missy Todd, one time, soccer's lady, she throw knife by blade.
You little traitor!
Look out!
She grabbed the hatchet, sir, and threw it.
We had to shoot, sir.
The hatchet just missed Kang Sui.
Oh, she bad. She murder master.
The woman is dead.
Murray.
So, Captain, Mrs. Todd paid for her crime. She killed her stepson. She planned to destroy all the people on the ship. Instead, it was she who perished.
Peters and Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Take Dr. Vista and Kang Sui to the brig.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come on, Ayu. Come on here. Shadow, I'd like to thank you. Who are you, anyway?
Just the Shadow, Captain McTeague. I work in the shadows. Against crime.
You saved my ship. I feel the line should thank you publicly.
My power would be lost if I were known, Captain.
Well, there's a young man upstairs I owe an apology to. A lad named Cranston.
Really? Why?
Well, he sort of figured young Todd was murdered.
Mr. Cranston must be very wise. And now, Captain, I must go back into the shadows.
You have been listening to a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
My time to
to you, hoping you'll come through too. Well, the hobo got too high, and it came to me naturally. He stole my baby, and he wanted to steal me. And I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you'll come through too. Won't you come with me, baby? I'll take you where you wanna go. And if it don't work out, you'll be the first to know. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you come through too. I can hardly breathe. Everybody's gone but me and you, and I can't be the last to leave. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you'll come through too. Well, they sent for the ambulance, then one was sent. Somebody got lucky, but it was an accident. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you'll come through too.
First, you wake up to your own oppression, to the ways you've been silenced, to the many little stories you carry about why your words are worth less than those who benefit most from the old story. You wake up to the truth that your view of yourself wasn't only constructed by you. It was shaped for a purpose, to keep you small, to keep you silent. Then you wake up to your own anger, to the fierce determination not to obey, not to listen to the stories, not to stay small. But then, one day later on, after you've learned to speak, there is another awakening. You wake up to the fact that your frustration taught you to adapt rather than to rise above. You shape-shifted to be more like them, to work in their hallways of power, to survive in a world that didn't want your voice. You became one of them, to be heard by them. And then your anger wakes up once again, and you have a new determination. This time, you speak with your true voice, whether or not it is heard. You begin to live in the center of your true life, whether or not it is acceptable to them. You risk dismissal and disdain because you are no longer willing to go back to sleep. But then, one day later on, you realize that there is something else going on, and this will require yet another awakening. This will require that you look with more clear eyes and speak with an even more clear voice. You begin to wake up to other people's narrative, other people's oppression, other people's silence. You begin to see that those whose skin is different from yours, whose gender and love are different from yours, are waking up too, and their waking up is asking you to be uncomfortable. Their waking up is asking you to look more clearly and unblinkingly at your own life. And then you begin to wake up to your own privilege, to the ways that you have benefited from their oppression. You begin to wake up to the pain in them, and you begin to hear the cries of the silenced who want to be heard too. This waking up is the hardest, and you want to ignore it, to resist it, to deny what you now see. You want to return to your own narrative, to your own uprising, because in that you can feel victorious and liberated. In that you don't have to face the truth that maybe you, even you, are holding the keys to someone else's chains. But finally you can deny it no longer. Your awakened eyes see that you are only truly free if they are free too. And so you wake up, and you face the hard truth, and you feel the hurt when your microaggressions and white fragility are pointed out. And you do the hard work to peer with unwavering eyes on yourself and to see both the shadow and the light and the space in between. And when you are awake, you begin to see it all. You can't look away. And finally, you see that when you are truly awake and truly honest about your place in the world, it is no longer threatening to stand by those who are also waking up. And your anger burns in you, and your fierce determination rises once again, and this time your love is big enough to hold their hurt along with your own. And this time your voice is strong enough to speak their truth along with your own. And this time your courage is deep enough to let them speak a truth that is different from your own.
Thank you. I don't know if I was high.